Hey Beast, you want to go for a walk?
Hi world, it's Belle. I'm really excited to be with you today. Oh, I get to be the star this week. See, brother got to the door, and then he was like, I don't want to go. Sometimes he gets scared of just going outside. I don't understand him. He's so silly. Oh, okay, fireworks. See, brother's real good with fireworks, but I get a little nervous. But it's good mommy's just walking me near home, because sometimes fireworks make me a little uncomfortable. So brother, he just waddles around. He has no concern over these firework things. I don't really get what they are. Last night I cut my walk short because there was too many and I got uncomfortable. The night before we heard them when I was on a long walk. That wasn't so bad. But like I said, little uncomfortable. I know that lots of dogs get scared of fireworks, so I'm not too embarrassed. I get scared of a lot of things sometimes, but when I'm on walks, I'm brave. I'm the bravest dog you'll ever meet on a walk. I keep my mama safe. Mama and I go for all kinds of walks, and I always do a real good job of keeping her safe. I watch for everything. Oh, I'm real excited to do a podcast walk, though. This is really, like, one of my first. Sometimes I help out with them, but this is, like, one of the real first real ones that's just Bella. Oh, it's so fun. Okay, so today I saved a bear. Yes, you probably can't believe that. I mean, bears. I faced off with a bear. See, bear was trapped in this fluff. Yes, he was in a fluff and fabric prison. Can you believe that? He was trapped. So of course I did the only thing that made sense. I took Bear, it was a prison, I didn't take Bear. I took his prison of fabric and fluff and I shook it and I ripped it and I pulled it till all the fluff exploded out and Bear was free. Yes, because I am a good dog. Clearly this was an act of public service. Dad was not so thrilled with the fluff being everywhere. But I mean, come on, I saved Bear from his trapped existence. Then I played rope with Brother. Brother's a little bit silly about playing rope, but it's kind of fun. We can play some good rope games. Sometimes I accidentally hit him in the face with my toy, though. But generally when I do that, he'll play with me, so it's by accident. But it's kind of not, like, I don't want to hit him, but I do want it to go near his face so he will grab it so we can play. Sometimes, though, he tries to get in between me and Mama play tug, and, no, then I crowd him off the tug toy. Because, no, this is my tug time with Mama. See, if I play with Brother, I have to be real gentle. Wow, more gentle than when I play with Mama. When I play with Mama, I can pull. Playing with Daddy's the best because I can pull real hard when Daddy's there. See, I try to adjust playing tug to who I'm playing with. So it's gentle with Mama, really gentle with baby brother, and less gentle with Daddy. But, you know, baby brother. Okay, can I tell you a secret? Yeah, okay, I'm going to tell you. So baby brother, Beastifer, you know Beast. He likes to lay down just wherever, which is not cool. I mean, I lay on beds. Maybe on the carpet if, like, I have to be in the room because Mom's there and there's no place for me to sit. But basically, I lay on beds only. But Brother, he just lays in the middle of things. You know what happened when he did that? Well, what happened the other day? He blocked my path. I couldn't step over him. That's not very fun. Yeah, he just, like, sat in the way. I mean, I could have walked over him. But look at, I try to be very delicate with Brother. Be very gentle, make sure I don't hurt him. And what if I had stepped on him? That would have been terrible. So I didn't. I just stood on the other side of him and whined until Mom got up and made him move. Thank goodness Mom figured out that if I wasn't on the bed with her, something must be wrong. And it must, because really, Yeah, I am like Mama's shadow. I basically have to be next to Mama if she's on a couch or a bed. If I'm not there, something's wrong. Like Bear being trapped in that fluff and fabric prison. Oh, it was so terrible. Anyway, not to leave you on that sad note, but do remember that I did save Bear, so it's all okay. I probably should get going. Brother's podcast only lasts about this long, so I should head in. But maybe I'll get to come back. Sorry, I know I rambled a little bit, but this is my first podcast, so I'm just really excited. Okay, hopefully I'll get to talk to you soon. Bye!